Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. To begin, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main and racial background?
I don't usually answer that question.
This is just for classification purposes.
I don't think I will answer that question.
Okay, that's fine. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
It all depends.
If you had to choose between the two, by observation, where would you lean? Right direction or wrong track?
I cannot say.
Okay, that's fine. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Is it corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Sea rise.
Which one? I'm sorry?
Sea rise.
Oh, sea rise. Thank you. Now, you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Raquel Regalado.
No opinion.
Thank you. The next one is Daniela Levine Cava.
Very good.
Very favorable. Then we have Francis Suarez.
Don't know.
Never heard of him?
Repeat the name.
Francis Suarez.
What are my choices?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And then we have Miguel Gabela.
No opinion.
We have Damian Pardo.
I'm not sure who he is.
Thank you. And then we have, that's fine, Joe Carroyo.
I think he's bad.
And so
I've
is it somewhat
right.
So is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
It would be very unfavorable.
Thank you.
I have the right person.
And then we have Eileen Higgins.
Eileen Higgins. Can you tell me what she's running for?
I'm required to read the verbatim, so there's not much information here.
Okay. I think she's good.
So, is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Keon Hardiman.
Don't know.
No opinion or never heard of him?
I'll say never heard of him, but I think I have.
Thank you. Then we have Manolo Reyes.
Don't know.
And the last one on the list is Christine King.
Don't know.
Thank you very much. Now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. And the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads...
I'm sorry, it's called what?
Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change, or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or no against
yes.
this constitutional?
Yes.
Yes in favor. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes.
Yes, definitely or probably?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Would you read the second part of that?
The ballot? The one that's on the ballot? Okay. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
It does not. You're going to have to read the last part again.
Okay. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
I guess I have to say no.
No, against. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Depending on what you say next.
I think this is the last question. We just want to know if it's definitely or probably voting no.
I don't like the last part of it if I'm interpreting it correctly. I would vote against abortion being restricted.
So, by hearing what you just heard, is it a definitely voting no against or probably voting no against?
Well, I guess we better say probably.
Thank you. Now, there may also be the City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at not cost to City previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no.
Thank you. You will now be given some specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
And that's, you're talking Watson Island?
Watson Harbor, yes.
I don't know.
Okay, the next one is allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
No.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is
How many more are there?
Oh, we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We're at 69%. Now, allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove of this?
Disapprove of it.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is reducing the overall amount of development.
I disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now you will be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update.
I'm ready to stop. Okay.
We're almost there. Just two more questions and then some classification questions for demographics. Now, this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of tax of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade and to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would also result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built that voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Probably no.
Thank you very much. And, oh, and you said probably no. Okay, thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? Anything positive that you might have heard about the proposal?
Waterfront.
The waterfront. Thank you very much. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
Overpopulation and overdevelopment.
And overdevelopment. Thank you very much. Now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal, or would it make no difference?
It would make.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm liberal.
And are you very liberal or just somewhat?
Very liberal.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, a high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, a college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.